All right, hello and welcome everyone for our next presentation. This will be given by our speaker, Michael Weber. Michael Weber has been working in online marketing and analytics for over 20 years, and he's the founder of Search VIU, which is a provider of data solutions, especially for SEO purposes, and he has developed a Matomo Google Data Studio connector. Today, he will talk about looking at external data visualization solutions and how and if yes, they can be integrated with Matomo. So without further ado, I am looking forward to your presentation, Michael, and please begin.
Thank you, Clemens. Thank you for the introduction. It is a pleasure to be here today and to talk about external data dashboards and data visualization. Thanks. So let's start with a little about me. You have said all already. I'm in online marketing, web analytics since 2001. Worked in agencies and in-house. Don't want to talk long time about me. Just one thing. We have developed a Matomo Google Looker Studio connector. Just could be that in the presentation I talk about Google Data Studio. Google has renamed it before some time, and yes, that's about that. So, what I will talk about today: short look on why we do, why external data visualization could be important, and a short look on what solutions are out there. It's just a short look. We don't dig into deep into the several things there, and then we take a look on the data transfer options. So what's meant with that is how we get the Matomo data into any sort of visualization solution out there. And we dig a little bit deeper in how that works, how we work with data, what we need to consider when we do that. And at the end, I think it's enough time to answer some questions. Yes. So why should you or should anybody use external data visualization? Matomo has pretty powerful dashboards, for that there are many widgets out there. But it's a little bit limited in the visualization of the data. The widgets are good in time series visualization of some data and other things. That's one thing. The visualization of the data is important for several audiences. If you want to build a management KPI dashboard, or in addition for some other people in the business, some other stakeholders in the business, in your company, it makes sense to build own dashboards for them, filter it already down, so the people don't have to click through Matomo and find their reports and so on. One other thing is that in the most visualization solutions out there, it's possible to connect data at other data sources. So you could add, as example, if you want to make a report for the SEA or PPC team, you can add data, Google Ad data directly and other data from Matomo in one dashboard. Also, Matomo has some integrations. It's not as powerful as some other tools out there. So, just a short look at our audience. is anybody of you using already a external visualization solution for Matomo data already? I have created a poll in the chat if you want to answer. It would be great. So yeah, give you two seconds to go into that. As far as I can see, it's the most at the moment the most people who has entered the poll hasn't used it already. So yes, we will take a look into deeper. So what are data visualization solutions, or what visualization solutions are out there on the market? one is Looker Studio or Google Data Studio. I think it's pretty known out there. But there are other great solutions like Tableau, Power BI, CSense, SOA Analytics, or the open source solution from Apache Superset. But there are a wide range of other solutions. Yes, that's something where data can be visualized. Looker Studio is for free, and it's also free hosted. Superset is also a free open source tool, but you need some hosting there. And other tools are in the Soho Analytics is also open source, as far as I know. The other solutions are paid versions with a different range to you need to pay. See some more people has voted in the poll. And we have some people here who has also already have done data visualizations. That's great. So perhaps they can add some information at the end. So now, if we have a data visualizations solution, we need the data from Matomo to get in that visualization. There are several options to transfer that data. The one is the API, which Matomo provides. The other is to have access to the SQL database. The most visualization tools have the possibility to add a SQL data source. And one other solution is data transfer. So you export data from Matomo into an external analytic database, as example, to analyze it there. If we take a look on the API option, some benefits are that the data is up to date. You just talk to Matomo with the API. It's mostly the easiest way to get access to the data, and you have no extra cost or maintenance of additional database or something like this. The cons are that the connector that there must be a connector to Matomo available in the visualization solution, or you need to develop one, or it must be a workaround there. We take a look at this later. It could be slow, like other solutions, if you want to access a wide range of data. Also, we take a look at that. And the API, that's something what needs to mention. Much people have worked with Google Analytics before, and perhaps they know the Data Studio connector for Google Analytics. And the Matomo API is not as flexible like the Google Analytics API. In Google Analytics, you say, I want to have that dimension with that metric and combine them and use them. That's not so easy in, with the Matomo API. Let's take a look on the SQL database access. The pro is the most visualization solutions has a connector for MySQL. That's easy, so you don't need to develop one or something like this. If you have access to the database, you have also access to the raw data from the builds to build reports which based on that. But the cons are that setting up a secure connection to the database from the visualization solution could be difficult because you need to be sure no other people out there can access your MySQL database. And if you are using aggregated analytics data, so these pre-defined Matomo tables, the same thing like in the API is there. You don't have the flexibility like in Google Analytics. And it can harm the database performance if you try to use that raw log data to build the reports. So you must be careful there. One other con is that it's not available in the Matomo Cloud, so you don't have access to the SQL database there. The last option is to transfer data out of Matomo and save them in, as example, Google BigQuery. So you can use a service or a solution like Airbyte, which is a ELT tool set, where you can say, grabs the data from the raw Matomo API, put it into BigQuery and make something there. If you want to do that, it has some pros. So analytic database connectors are also available in the most visualization solutions. You can work directly with the log data because there's no the restriction of some performance hints if you work with them. And you can combine metrics, dimensions in another way, like with the predefined data sets on Matomo. And it's fast on large data sets. Cons are, setting up the data transfer could be difficult. You need to write somehow complex SQL queries. And you can calculate additional costs for the data transfer from Matomo to the analytics database, and you must pay the analytics database. Yeah, that is the best thing, something. So if we compare, the API is really easy, and the cost is minimal or none. If you use it, and you have a little bit restriction and flexibility like compared to the other solutions. The SQL database access, not as easy as to access as the API. Cost could be medium if you want to sync, but if you want to, you have direct access to the database, it's also small. And you're much a little more flexible like the API solution. Data transfer is really complex in the most cases. The costs are higher. But it's more flexible. So if you have some requirements the other solutions can't give you, this could be the solution. In the next slides, we won't take a deeper look at the data transfer part because it's much more complex. We stay with the API or the SQL database access. So we have some people who have said that they are using an external visualization solution, which data transfer option are you using? Is it API, SQL, or transfer to external. Just type in text to get a little overview what you are using. I will take a look at the chat later, and that would be great to get a little bit inside here. So now we talk about getting the data into the visualization solution a little bit based on these transfer methods. There are some options. So the one is a native connector. So if a solution has a native connector to Matomo, you can use that, and it's the most easiest way. We take a look on a workaround with Google Sheets, where you can use the API to use that, and we will take a look on the SQL connector. That's most solutions the one. So yeah, we have some answers in the chat. It's a wide range of these options. We have some who are using the APIs, someone using the SQL database. I don't see someone who uses data transfers in some way. So API and SQL database is I think the most used options here for the most people. So yes, to get data into solution, it's here is mentioned Google Data Studio, but in the most cases, other solutions are also connected to Google Sheets, so it could work also for other data visualization tools. And the process is, you have the possibility below each chart, you have an option to export data. And you have the option to export data and get their URL. And with a workaround, you can export the data in Google Sheets. So the data is then in Google Sheets. And you can configure the visualization tool to use that Google Sheets as data source. You will find here two links. Where Matomo, where some information on Matomo.org is, and some other who describes these process step by step. It's a free solution for getting Matomo data into a data visualization tool. So that's a great benefit for that, but you need some time to set this up for different charts and sources. For each report you want to have to be shown as a data visualization tool, you need to add one spreadsheet, add that URL in there, and so on. And there are some limits based on the date range, possibilities, filters, and segments must be predefined, and so on. Then I've taken a look on the possibilities about connectors to the solutions out there. The Looker Studio has a Matomo connector available. It's developed by us, so some advertising here. But for the other solutions, we haven't found some. If someone knows it, it would be great, so we can add it here. I've seen at 16 o'clock there is a session by Thomas Persson about open source dashboards on top on Matomo with Apache Superset. I don't know what it is. I will take a look into it. I think it's interesting for all who participates here. I think there's no connector. He uses the SQL access directly, but we will see later. So yes, at the moment, a native connector is only available for Looker Studio at the moment. So what we need to know, I've mentioned it a little bit earlier. is what is the structure of the Matomo data when we want to work with that. You have different reports here on the left in the navigation of Matomo about visitors' behavior, accretion, and so on. And Matomo data is structured in that way that mostly each of these reports has its own table in the database with the pre-processed data to so the data can be loaded fast. MySQL is no analytics database, so this pre-processing is needed. And each report has its own API request and its own dimensions and metrics in combination. You can't, if as example, the campaign reports has a campaign name, you can't add another dimension because it's not pre-processed. So you need to keep in mind regarding what solutions, if Connector, Google Sheets, or SQL, for each of these reports, you need to create your own data source in most cases. So you work later with different data sources, one for Geo, one for visitors, one for campaigns if you want to build a dashboard. It's recommended to name them good so you find the data later in the Google name. So with that in mind, the steps for creating a chart are the same for different charts. So the first thing is a little bit configuration. You need to know which site, which report you want to have, and also create segments or filters if needed. And then you have configured it. In the Data Studio connector or in the Looker connector, it looks like this. In Matomo itself, you will see where the data is, grab that report and put grab that table or chart or et cetera, and copy the export URL. Then you need to connect the data. That's the next step. So if you have the API URL, import in spreadsheet, set up a schedule, and import the schema from that. The same for the SQL database. You need to choose the table or use the connector. After that, you have the schema for that data source and can work with the data. And the last step is then it's the same for all these solutions. Is to visualize the data. So you have the possibility of, from a range of dimensions and metrics to create time series, bar charts, map charts, etc. So that's, that are the different steps to do that. Yes. So one thing, if you want to work with if you have some requirements to use individual dimensions and metrics who are not in one of these pre-prepared reports, you need to create a custom report. So, as example, if you want to use to know what campaigns works in what countries. So you need two dimensions, country and campaign. And you want to know what's the wizards, what's the bounce rate and so on. You need to create a custom report on that. This custom report you can import in the data visualization tool like the other options. That after you have created it, it's the same process there. But that's the only way to combine dimensions and metrics which are not in one of these default reports already combined. If you work with the API or also SQL, there are some performance considerations, especially if you work with some dashboards. Loading data from a Tomo is fast in the normal dashboard settings, but it can also be slow. Just a little example, if you request visits over time over the last 12 months compared with the previous period with the selected segment, it can take over 30 seconds or longer. In that case, also in the Matomo cloud for the demo site. There are much bigger sites and data sets. So yeah, it can be, the loading can be really, really tough there. And yeah, if you build, if you have more data and requesting longer chain frames, add filter segments, that can also expand the loading time. So for that, here are some tips we have discovered while working with people working with the data with our Data Studio connector. So if you use the spreadsheet solution, that's not that case in most parts because it's pre-processed. But if you're using the data connector or MySQL Access, we recommend to use a smaller date range in the default view of the dashboard. So just select the months and not 3 years. and add a date range if needed, and add a date range control if someone wants to get a longer date range there. Avoid the main metrics report. It's a report where which comes through the API where much metrics are in, but it takes longer to load in the most cases. Most metrics are also in some sub-reports. Avoid transferring a big amount of result rows. So if you have a landing page list and you want to report the top landing page and you have 5 million URLs, don't send them all to the data visualization tool and then cut them there. Cut them in Matomo. Just get the top 100 rows with a filter option. Show them in the visualization tool. One other thing is to use custom reports. So if you have a complex query with segments and landing page URLs containing and so on, create a custom report so it's pre-filled and you can only access the data instead of each data visualization request need to segment and filter the reports by itself. One other option is to reduce the number of elements loaded at one time. So not to show 500 charts on one page, reduce it to a good amount. And in Looker Studio, there is an option which is named Extract Data. If you use that, it extracts the data from the source, puts in the own, stores it somewhere in the Google Cloud, and you do only the access against this fast storage, and it gets the updates then each night, and you have a fast report. That could be a solution, especially if you want to show a page time range from 3 years and filtered down by XYZ. So that could be a solution. So yes, that was a rough overview about the topic data visualization, how data can go from Matomo to a visualization solution, and what options are there, and how that works. Any questions from the audience here at the moment?
Yeah, so thank you very much, Marcel. If questions, any questions, please drop them in the chat. Just to also inform you about this, there's a 40-second delay between the stream and the chat room, so that's also why the poll was a bit delayed, I think.
Okay.
So I mean, already in the chat, there's still a few answers about the question what people are using for connectors.
Yeah.
And also a few fan messages, I think.
Thanks. I'm getting red. So I see some answers. I've seen someone also exporting data through the GUI to show them visualization solutions. I think the spreadsheet variant could be then something who helps there to reduce the amount of work. And Thomas has written that that's for Superset he built an own connector with SQL. So that could be interesting in the session from him later.
I see there are actually some questions now as well. There's a question that Diana Ferber wrote that they are working on moving away from Google Analytics using the non-privacy friendly point as one of the main reasons. So their question is, how privacy friendly is it to move the data back to Google Data Studio?
Yes, it's a good question. I'm not a lawyer, so just my opinion at that point. If you're using data Matomo to get that data saved somewhere, it depends how your setup is. If you have no customer data in your instance and just working with aggregated data and so on, there is no personal data in there, so the IP is blocked by Matomo and so on. So in my opinion, if there's no personal data in Matomo, you can't transfer it to any service without harming your DSGVO and so on. Yes, that's the one thing. If you have customer data in there, like order ID or something like this, if you do that, it depends how tracking is set up there and if you have a reason for have it in Matomo already and you have access to it and some people have said yes, you can save it. You can also, you need to check your lawyer if you can transfer such data to a data studio if you have a contract with them. But yeah, that's something you need to check out there. But as long as you have no personal data in Matomo, you can transfer, in my opinion, to any tool out there. It's just statistical data.
So yes, and another question by Niklas Ternstedt is if you can show an example of a visualization.
What the question is, what you mean with the example of a visualization? I can show you something if I let me see if that works here. That is Looker, or Data Studio, Looker Studio. I've created here a data source with, in that case, our connector, but that, as explained, that could also be a SQL connection or a spreadsheet workaround there. And yes, you have then these data source and you have the different dimensions and metrics in here. That is the channel type report. So I have the channel type and here I've chosen the channel type and the wizards and have make easy normal time series solution, time series chart. And you can then change it to, I don't want to filter here, change the metric, as example, to the order revenue or something else, what is available from the API call. You could also make other charts from the same data, as this one is just aggregated scorecard. And you could also do some pie charts the same way, or change the charts in different ways to make your visualizations here. And it shows the data you need. So there are much guides for visualization data in Data Studio out there. I think that's something which is covered there already. But yes, it's the same procedure. You have a data source with one of the reports in Matomo, and you can use it here to visualize the data the way you like. So that doesn't make sense here. So it should be another type. Yes, hope that answers that question.
I hope so too. I mean, the person who asked the question is now still typing in chat, so maybe we have to wait a few seconds for the delay to allow them to reply.
So. Yes, else.
Yeah. Well, in the meantime, okay, so it seems they're very satisfied with the answer. Okay, so if there are no other questions, I mean, the chat room will remain open for further discussions anyways. I would once again like to thank you very much for your talk, for your very insightful talk. And yes, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Thank you all for listening. And if you have any questions later, you can contact me on LinkedIn or via email. Thank you. Thank you all.